It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene. Good morning. In a landmark move, the Boy Scouts of America has lifted its long-standing ban on gay members. The organization's National Council voted yesterday to allow openly gay youth to join, but the Scouts will continue to exclude gay adults from leadership roles. Gay rights activists are calling yesterday's vote a partial victory. Those who oppose the change say it will irreparably harm the 103-year-old organization. Here's more from NPR's Kathy Lohr.
The vote was 61% in favor of accepting openly gay youth. Afterward, Boy Scouts of America Chief Executive Wayne Brock said the debate has been challenging.
It's a very difficult decision for a lot of people, but we're moving forward together.
Brock said it's time for the policy to change.
Our vision is to serve every kid. We want every kid to have a place where they belong, to learn and grow and feel protected.
For months, some churches and conservative groups have rallied against the change. They say the Boy Scouts no longer represent the moral values of many parents and children. John Stemberger heads a group called OnMyHonor.net.
We grieve today, not because we're faced with leaving scouting, but because the Boy Scouts of America have left us.
About 70% of troops are sponsored by faith-based organizations. Stemberger predicts hundreds of thousands of parents will pull their kids out, and the group will lose millions in funding. He says the Boy Scouts of America, known as the BSA, caved into massive political pressure.
The BSA is teaching our kids that when your values become unpopular, just change them. The BSA is teaching our kids that when your convictions are challenged, just cave to peer pressure.
Across the street, gay rights activists gathered to celebrate the news. Zach Walls is an Eagle Scout, the son of two gay moms, and founder of Scouts for Equality.
Well, I think today is a classic story about, you know, a cultural institution, the Boy Scouts of America, joining the rest of the United States in the 21st century and understanding that we don't have anything to be afraid of when it comes to our LGBT friends, brothers, and fellow Scouts.
The policy will become effective in January. Walls and other gay rights activists say it's the beginning of a shift that they say will lead to acceptance of openly gay adult scout leaders. A broad cultural change is already taking place in many companies, in the military, and in a dozen states where gay marriage has been approved. Initial reaction to the decision is mixed. At the Smoky Row Coffee House in downtown Des Moines, Mark Reitz says he's retired and is now a Christian minister. Reitz disagrees with the policy.
Don't hate anyone. I love everyone. Whether people are straight or gay makes no difference to me. But it's just that the gay agenda is trying to force everything into other people's lives, whether they like it or not, and I don't think that's right.
Out west in the tiny town of Horseshoe Bend, Idaho, Tyler Kazare was an Eagle Scout. He's Mormon, and although he says he doesn't believe in gay marriage, he's glad the Boy Scouts dropped their ban on openly gay youth.
As long as the Boy Scouts of America sticks to, you know, teaching boys how to build fires and, you know, things like serving other people and being honest, then I have no problem with a person's sexual orientation within the program.
This issue has bitterly divided the scouting community. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who was an Eagle Scout, expressed disappointment. Perry says the Boy Scouts of America has been built on the values of faith and family for more than 100 years. And he says this decision contradicts generations of tradition in the name of political correctness. Some groups say they will look into starting their own scout-like organization. They plan a meeting next month in Louisville with parents who, after the vote, are disillusioned. Gay rights activists say the decision should have come years ago, and they vow to keep fighting to make sure the policy is implemented in the more than 100,000 scouting units across the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Dallas.